Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel. Today we have a triple sponsorship, sponsored by Shlomo Sabovich Li'ili Nishmas, his grandmother's third yard site and his grandfather's second yard site. Also sponsored anonymously, Lizuchos Gemar Chasim Atova for the Mespalim of BKNW and for all of Klal Yisrael. And by Henry Olinsky, Lizech Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Yechiel Michel Ben Chaim Schneer Zalman Halevi, Zichrono Levracha. We thank all the sponsors very much, and we are ready to begin. We are holding on Daf Lamid Beis Amid Beis at the bottom of the page. We're two lines from the bottom of the page. We're in the middle of going through Hilchos Mezuzah, and the entirety of today's Daf is all about Hilchos Mezuzah. So we're going through five different statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel relating to Hilchos Mezuzah. We did the first two of those statements yesterday, the idea that you can't write a mezuzah like an igeres, and that you can't hang a mezuzah on a pole that hangs from the top of the doorpost, and that it's dangerous to do so. And now we're going to have an additional three statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Then the Gemara is going to discuss putting a mezuzah on before the doorposts are actually hung, and how that's a problem. We're going to raise the issue of ta'ase v'lomina asui, even though the Torah never says ta'aseh by mezuzah, but it is still a problem of ta'aseh v'lo menasui by mezuzah. We're going to talk about how a mezuzah that is put horizontally, right? Horizontally in the doorpost is going to be a problem. We're going to talk whether a base medrash is chayiv in mezuzah, what side of the door to put a mezuzah on, how high on the door to put a mezuzah, how deep into the doorpost. If you have a very wide doorpost, a person is supposed to put a mezuzah. Whether a porch is chayiv in mezuzahs. So a lot of different halachos related to mezuzah that come up on today's daf. So let's pick up two lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lahanicha betoch chalalo shel Pesach, that the mitzvah is to put the mezuzah in the opening of the doorway, in the actual in the space of the doorposts. So it says mar pshita. Obviously, that's what you're supposed to do. B'sha'arecha, Amar Achmana. It says that in the Torah. Chsavtam mezuzos pesecha uvisha'arecha. So obviously, if it's outside of the chalal Pesach, you haven't put it b'sha'arecha. So sal k'day techamina hova. I might have thought that since we know the halacha is you're supposed to put it in a very wide doorpost, you're supposed to put it in the tefach that's closest to the Rishus Rabbim. So I might think that putting it even outside of the doorpost, even closer to the Rishus Rabbim, totally outside of the doorpost, is even better. Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell us that no, it's not even better. That's already no good, because that's already not the mitzvah. Fourth statement of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Vam Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Ksava al Shnei Dapin. If a person writes a mezuzah on two separate columns, Psula, the mezuzah's pasul, Meisve, so they ask Ksava al Shnei Dapin, Venicha b'Shnei Sipin Psula, that if you put it on two separate Dapin, and you put each daf, each parsha on a separate daf, and each daf on a separate side of the doorpost, then it's going to be pasul, Habesaf Echad Kshera, but that implies that if you put it on one side of the Pesach, even though it's on Shnei Dapin, that it's going to be kosher. So isn't that a kasha on Shmuel who said that a mezuzah that's on two separate amudim is possible, even if it's on the same side of the doorpost? So Gemara says, no, the Brisa never meant to say that that only if you put it on Shnei Sipin it's going to be possible. Ru'uya l'Shnei Sipin Kamar. It only meant to say that if you wrote it on two separate columns in a way where you can easily cut it and make it two separate parchments that each have a separate parsha and can separate it out in such a way, so that's going to be possible even if you put it on the same side of the doorpost. So in fact, the Braisa is a raya to Shmuel. It's not a kasha on Shmuel at all. Now, l'chora, it should have been obvious that if you cut it into two pieces and you put it on two sides of the doorpost, that is going to be possible, because a mezuzah that's put on the left side does absolutely nothing. A mezuzah that's put on the right side but only has one parsha also does absolutely nothing. So Chassam Sofer raises the question, why would we even be asking from such a halacha? It wouldn't make sense that such a halacha would need to be stated, because it's obviously not a mitzvah of mezuzah whatsoever. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Ar Chaim Siman Hei, says that really the Metarit could have said Ula Taimech, that even without the din of Shmuel, you have to say that Ru'i L'Shnei Sipin Ka'amar, that it must mean Ru'i L'Shnei Sipin, it can't mean anything else. So, in the Chinam, but we just gave a different answer. We didn't have to say Ula Taimech. The Beis Halevi, however, suggests that the havamina is that b'shnei sipin means that both of them are somehow on the right side. It's just that the width of the wall is so wide that they're in the Ovea Pesach, they're actually two separate doorposts in the same doorway. So that's what shnei sipin means, not on the right side and the left side. And that's the havamina that it would have been okay. All right, so that's the that's the chiddush, the fourth chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now the Gemara says the fifth chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. A little bit of background to this chiddush, because a lot of times people make a mistake about this. The pasuk says uksaftam lizus beisecha v'yisherecha. So we darshan beisecha. The Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf bi'ascha, that it's the way you walk into the house, derech yamin. It's the right side on the way in, and that's the first thing you look at when it comes to which side of the doorway to put a mezuzah. Always the whatever way goes further into to the house, your kaveh, the mezuzah, on the right side, regardless of which way the door swings. It doesn't matter. When you go further into the house, and if you have two rooms, one further in than the other one, whatever is further into the house, that's the right side that gets a mezuzah. If you have two rooms that are side by side to each other, and there's a doorway between them, so then it's not clear which is further in and which is further out. So that's where we have the halacha that we're about to say. By a mezuzah, you follow the heker tzir. You kaveh the mezuzah on the side of the door that has the tzir. So my heker tzir, what does that mean? Amravada avkasa, the hole that they put the pole that holds the door in, the door swings on. So hechidami, what type of situation are we talking about where you put the mezuzah on the side that has the tzir of the door? It's specifically in a case where you have a doorway between two rooms, two batim, between one that's designated for men and one that's designated for women. Meaning, a man sets up his house where he has two entrances from the Rosh Hashanah, one into a room on this side, one into a room on that side. Why would he do that? So the Gemara gives a common example that he has strange men coming in, you know, people who are coming in to meet him or whatever, some men coming in, and he wants his wife to be able to have some privacy, so his wife comes in through another door, and there's a wall and a doorway that separates those two rooms. Now they both have an entrance into the Rosh Hashanah. So in that situation, you follow the Heker Tzir. You would look for the Heker Tzir to figure out whichever room the door opens up into is the room that is the Iker, and therefore you'd put it on the right side going into that room. And that's what we assume la halacha as well. That's what we do la halacha. Presuming that you've already gone through the other qualifications, meaning whatever's further into the house and whatever is rovish tamshus, and then you look at hekertz here after you've gone through whatever's further in and whatever is rovish tamshus, goes one way into the other. Okay, Reish Kalusa Banabes. The Reish Kalusa built a house for himself. Amrle Rav Nachman Kavali Mezusta. So he told Rav Nachman, set up a mezuzah for me, and then I'll put up my doors. Amar Rav Nachman, Tali Dashi Bereisha. First you have to put up all the doorposts and perhaps even the doors, Machlokas Rishonim, and then I'll put up the mezuzah afterwards. And we're going to see later on in the daf, Rav Nachman apparently learns from tzitzis that there's a din of tase v'lomana asu. The pasuk never says tase by mezuzah, but by tzitzis it says gedilim tase l'cha, and the Gemara is going to darshan, we'll see in about a week from now, tase v'lomana asu, that you make a tzitzis, but your tzitzis cannot be pre-made. Meaning, let's say you have a beged with rounded off corners, and you tie tzitzis onto those rounded off corners, and then you square off the corners after you've already tied tzitzis on. That is not kosher. That's not good for the mitzvah of tzitzis. You have to, the asiyah has to be, the tying of the tzitzis has to be the gemar mitzvah, has to make it a kosher cheftza shel mitzvah. Same is true by mezuzah. You cannot put up, let's say, a doorpost, just a doorpost in the middle of nowhere, and put a mezuzah on it, and then build a house around it, right? That would be a violation of Tasav Lomana Asi. Of course, we're most familiar with Tasav Lomana Asi, not from Tzitzis, not from Mezuzah, but from Hilchos Sukkah, that in Sukkah you have such a din of Tasav Lomana Asi. So that's a question. To what extent might there be overlap over there? You know, there is a halacha. There is a common thing, actually, that people would sometimes turn their dining room I know Rabbi Tendler has this in his dining room. He's got a removable roof in his dining room, so he takes off the roof of his dining room and puts schach over the roof of his dining room. So that's not tasav l'manasi midin. That's the sukkah. Certainly, it's not a problem because he's making the schach. He's putting out the schach. What about the mezuzah in his dining room? Right. So you have when it's a sukkah, it doesn't need a mezuzah, right? Because it's only diras harayis, so it doesn't require a mezuzah. So now he's going to take off the schach. He's going to put the roof back on. It becomes chayiv in mezuzah again, but now, so does he have to remove the mezuzah and put the mezuzah back on again? So that is a machlokas haposkim. The Tshuvas Arba'a Turei Evan, he quotes from the Prichadash that something that's used as a dira for Kol Yimos Hashana and before Sukkot, he gives exactly this case. You remove the roof, he says, it's not chayv mezuzah b'chag, so the Prichadash is therefore mechadesh that la'achra chag, when you put the roof back on, it becomes chayv mezuzah, you need to take off the mezuzah and put it back on again. However, the author of Arba Turei Evan disagrees with the Pri Chadash, and he says, no, the psul of Tasav v'lamanasu is only when you initially did the Asiya, it was bipsul, it wasn't yet being machshir or anything. In this case, when you initially put up the mezuzah, it was on a room that was chayiv in mezuzah, so it would not be a violation of Ta'asa v'lamanasu. That's a discussion I think Rabbi Kiveger has in Shulchan Aruch, that he has such a chiddush that if a person goes on vacation, his bais is pater min mezuzah when he goes on vacation. So what, when you move back, it's going to be tasa v'lomina. When you come back home from vacation, it's going to be tasa v'lomina. So you need to take down all your mezuzahs and put them back up. So probably we rely on that svara of the Arba Turei Evan that no, that it's not tasa v'lomina. So the initial asiya was done as a real asiya. Okay, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asa'a Kimin Neger. If a person made a mezuzah like a neger, meaning he put it in vertically, horizontally. He put it in horizontally. He put the mezuzah into the doorpost, not standing up, but he stuck it into the hole of the doorpost, lying down. So psula. Then the neger means like a peg. So then it will like a nail that you nail into the doorpost, so it goes straight in. So that's going to be pasul to be kaveh the mezuzah in such a way. The mezuzah has to be standing. Says Gemara Eini, but is that really selva? Ki yaser Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar kulu mezuzah debei Rebbe kimin neger avu avi. Done, no less an authority than Rebbe had all of the mezuzahs of his house lying down in the doorpost. And an additional halacha, the small doorway that Rebbe had right next to his makom in the Beis Medrash, where he'd be able to go in easily from his house to the Beis Medrash without being matriach the talmidim to stand. He was able to sneak in right by his makom so that he didn't have to walk through the whole Beis Medrash where everybody would have to stand for him. Lo havala mezuzah. There was no mezuzah on that Pesach, but the bottom line is we're really quoting this for us for that first halacha that kamin neger is going to be kosher. It says well, lo kasha hada avida kisiksa hada avida kistavira. When Rav says that the mezuzah kamin neger is possible, it's talking about where it's mamish lying down, whereas Rebbe's mezuzah was kavua in the doorway, but it was on a right angle, sort of bent in the middle. So in such a case, that's going to be kosher. So says Gemara Eini, is that really true? Now focusing on the second halacha that we mentioned, that the Pesach Beis HaMedrash that Rebbe did not have a mezuzah, but Rav Huna also had a doorway into his Beis Medrash, and he had a mezuzah. Says Marahu Rogil Hava. That was a Pesach that a lot of people used to go into the Beis Medrash with. It wasn't a private Pesach, and as such, it required a mezuzah. If you have two doorways into a single room, you kaveh the mezuzah on that Pesach that people are more rugged to go into. But the Pesach Beis Medrash of Rebbe, we didn't have a mezuzah because most people didn't go into the Beis Medrash. Only Rebbe came into the Beis Medrash that way, and therefore was potter from mezuzah. That's how Rashi understands, meaning Rashi seems to assume that a Pesach Beis HaMedrash that a lot of people go into is chayv in mezuzah. It's only because it was purely a private doorway that it's potter from mezuzah. However, Tosos in Dibra Maskel Vaha and the Rush over here explained differently that a Pesach Beis HaMedrish is potter from mezuzah, that a Beis Medrish does not require a mezuzah at all. And that's the chilik between Rebbe and Rav Huna. That by Rebbe, it was the Pesach Beis HaMedrish and therefore was potter from mezuzah. But by Rav Huna, It was a Pesach Bebeso, and it was he was Yotze from that Pesach to the Beis HaMedrash, but it didn't have a din of a Pesach Beis HaMedrash, and it didn't have a Pesach Beso, of a doorway to his house. And therefore, it was Chayiv in Mezuzah. In the Yerushalmi, it says that the Pesach Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Chanina had a Mezuzah, and the Beis Yosef says, we try to be Machmir like the sheet of the Yerushalmi, and therefore, when you build the Beis HaMedrash, you put a Mezuzah on it, B'li Bracha. Because we're Choshesh for the Shita of the Bavli, the way it's understood by many Mishonim, that Pesach Beis Medrash is part from mezuzah, so you do put a mezuzah on a Pesach based medrash, but without a bracha. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lanicha b'tchila shlisha elyon. How high on the doorway do you put a mezuzah? So in the top, in the beginning of the top third of the doorway. The lowest part of the top third of the doorway is the mitzvah. That's how it's ideal to put a mezuzah. Rav Huna Amar Magbiya Menakar Ketefach Umarchik Menakar Ketefach. Rav Huna says, no, as long as you're not within the lowest tefach closest to the ground and the highest tefach closest to the lintel, then you're okay. V'kala Pesach Kulo Kasha L'mezuzah. Everywhere in between that is perfectly kasha for the mezuzah. So Meisfe, so the Gemara asks what it says in the Brisa Magbiya Menakar Ketefach Umarchik Menakar Ketefach V'kala Pesach Kulo Kasha L'mezuzah. The Rabbi Yehuda. This says exactly like Rav Huna that anywhere except for the top tefach and the bottom tefach are kosher. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ukshartem Uchsavtem Makshira Begova Afksiva Begova. Rabbi Yossi says got to be very high up. Why? Because we learn it from tefillin. Just like tefillin, you're kosher the tefillin very high up. So too the mezuzah should be very high up. Rashi understands that Begova means the tefillin shall rosh is Begova rosh, the makom that the tinok's head is soft. Other Rishonim understand the Piskei Arid and others that no, we're talking about tefillin shel yad, that it's high up on the arm, that you put the tefillin shel yad, so to the mezuzah has to be high up. We'll see soon that it may be enough kamina. So Bishlam l'Rav Huna hu dama k'Rav Yehuda. So Rav Huna, who says everywhere except for the top tefach and the bottom tefach are kosher, so that aligns perfectly with the Shita in Tanaim, with Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted in the Braisa. El l'Shmuel d'amar kaman, but Shmuel said that it's got to be in the bottom of the top third of the doorway. That fits none of the Tanaim. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, velo Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't fit Rabbi Yehuda, who says anywhere except for the top tefach or bottom tefach, nor does it fit Rabbi Yossi, who says put it as high up as you want. So Amar Rav Huna d'Rav Nasan li'olam Rabbi Yossi. He is following Rabbi Yossi. Umay tchilas shlish ha'elyon deka amar. What does he mean when he says the tchilas shlish ha'elyon? No, you know what that means? That's laharchika shal, he doesn't mean that's where you have to put it. He means that's how far it's allowed to be. Shalol arachika min arkura shalmala yosem yishlish. That it shouldn't be further than a shlish away from the top, but higher up is certainly okay. So la halacha, it sounds like from the maskan of the Gemara that there's not really a preference to the lower part of the shlish ha'elyon. It's anywhere on the upper part of the doorway. You'll see common practice is that way, but that's not really how we pass. I mean, common practice is to put the mezuzah pretty high up on the doorway above the shlish, the tchilas shlish ha'elyon. That, in fact, is again what it sounds like is the maskan of the Gemara. That's the shita of the Rush. However, the Rambam writes that lechatchila you should be kovei on the mezuzah b'tchila shlisha elyon shel haPesach. That dafka on the bottom part of the top third of the doorway, which is a lot lower than you think it is. Your eyes play tricks on you. If you measure it out, it's a lot lower than most people think it is. It's only b'tiyevet. If you put it higher than that it's going to be kosher. Cannot put it lower than that. That's for sure. So don't, if you're estimating, don't estimate low. Better to estimate high than to estimate low, but that's what the Rosh Pasan Beis Yosef writes in Yordei Resh Peites, that it's mashma from Rabbi Yossi, who learns mezuzah from tefillin, that it's tchila shlisha elyon, because the tefillin is also not all the way high up on the arm, it's also a little bit lower down on the upper part of the arm. So it's the bottom half of the upper part of the arm. So that's assuming that the limud from tefillin, ukshartem uchsavtem, was about tefillin shal yad and not tefillin Shal Rosh, but that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Tosus quotes Yerushalmi that when the Pesach is very, very tall, so do you also do Tchila Shlish HaElyon? Sometimes you have massive doorways that are very, very high, so you can't even reach anywhere, you can't even see, you know, when you're walking by the Tchila Shlish HaElyon. So Tosus quotes Yerushalmi, in that situation you put it shoulder height. That's what you do, shoulder height mezuzah. That's the question, whether the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. Tosus says that, yeah, the Yerushalmi's arguing on the Bavli with this. However, the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Ri that he's not sure whether he's arguing on the Bavli or not, and we assume la halacha that we paskin like that Yerushalmi. We assume it's not arguing on the Bavli, and we actually do that. If you have a very, very high doorway, you put it keneged the shoulder height so that a person should at least be able to see it to recognize that there's a mezuzah there when he's walking in. Amar Rava. The mezuzah should be put on the, if you have a very wide, very thick doorway. Most of our modern doorways aren't so thick. The whole Pesach is only a tefach thick, but if you have these large stone houses, so the stones themselves could be like multiple amos. So where do you put the mezuzah? On the tefach that's closest to the outer part of the doorway. My taima. So two possible reasons. Rabbanan amri kitei shivka b'mezuzah miyad, so that you'll encounter the mezuzah right away as you're going from the Rosh Hashanah into your house. Rabbi Chanina misura omer kiyechid titinatrei, that the mezuzah provides a certain element of protection. We saw that in yesterday's daf, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, actually in yesterday's daf, whether it's the mitzvah that provides protection or it's just like a special skula that mezuzah has that it provides protection, but it will provide protection for whatever is inside of the mezuzah. So you want the mezuzah as far out as possible where it's still kosher, so that it will provide protection for everything that's inside of it. And this should be a lesson to us, to see the difference between the leadership style of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Melech Basar Adam. Midas Basar Adam, Melech Yoshim Mibifnim, Va'am Hashem Nosim Mibachutz. A Melech Basar Adam, he sits in the inner chamber and he has guards guarding him from the outside. Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu Enokin, Avadav Yoshim Mibifnim, Vuhum Hashem Mibachutz. The Avadim stay on the inside and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is outside protecting us. Shnemar Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Al Yadi Minecha. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shomer Am Yisrael through the mezuzah that's Al Yadi Minecha, that's on the right side as you go into the house. And in fact, the Marsha explains how that entire chapter of Kuf Chaf Aleph in Tehillim is really could really relate to the mezuzah. He points out the pesukim say Yom Hashem Shleyakekav Yarech Balayla Hashem Yishmarcha Mikolra Yishmaras Nafshecha Hashem Yishmar Tzeischa Voecha Me'atav Yad Olam, that all of the bad things that happen is Biyad Mazalos and the Shemayim, the Chama, the Levana, the Kochavim, and they're all against Klal Yisrael because Ein Mazal Yisrael. But the mitzvah of mezuzah, Hashem is v'yareach lo yakecha, ki Hashem yishmorcha mikol ra. Hashem is gonna protect you, and you're not gonna be subject to the mazalos. Why? Because we're gonna have the mezuzah yadi minecha when we go into our homes. And unless you think b'tzeischa, Hashem is not gonna protect you. Hashem yishmor tzeischa uvoecha. Hashem will protect us in both when we go in and when we go out. Zarish Rav Yosef Rav Mishmei Derava, hem mikla tefach psula. If you put the mezuzah more than a tefach deep into the door, then it's going to be possible. Lema Masayele, so we have a brice that seems to support this. Hinicha bapatzin. If you put the mezuzah in the doorpost, o shatala lein malbein, or you put a post over after you cover the mezuzah in the doorpost, you cover it with another 2x4 with a post. Im yesham tefach, if it's a tefach thick, tzarich mezuzah acheres, then you're going to require another mezuzah. Im lav ein tzarich mezuzah acheres, but if it's not a tefach thick, you're not going to require another mezuzah. So ki tanya hi. So the Gemara says, no, that price is not talking about a mezuzah that's a tefach deep into the doorpost. That's bepesach she'achorei adeles. That's talking about where you have a pesach. That's achorei adeles, which is hard to describe, but it's you have two doors at a right angle to each other. Let's say on the southern side of the house and the western side of the house, there are doors right up to the edge of the house. So when you put a mezuzah on one side and you open the door the other way, you're not going to be able to see that the mezuzah is there. So you might think that the mezuzah, one mezuzah can cover both doorways. If let's say one of them, the right side, is going in that way and the other one, the right side, is going out that way, so you might think that the mezuzah can cover both doorways. So the mezuzah cannot cover both doorways if you're not going to be able to see it from the other side. Says Gemara, Habahedya Katanila. We already have that beferish. Pesach Shachari Adelis, Im Yesham Tefach, Tzarech Mezuzah Acheres, Vim Lav, Eino Tzarech Mezuzah Acheres. So we already said explicitly that if it's a Tefach, then you're going to require another mezuzah. So says Gemara, Ketzad Katani. Yeah, the price is just being, just explaining what we mean by that. So it's not really two separate statements. It's just an elaboration on the previous halacha. Tana, we also learned in the Braisa, Ahamid la malbein shalkanim chotech shroferes umanicha. That if you have a doorpost out of reeds that are hollow, so you should cut out a hollow reed and place the mezuzah in it. But you have to make sure the doorpost is put there first, and then you cut out the hollow reed to put the mezuzah in. But if you cut out the hollow area for the mezuzah, then you put the mezuzah in, and then you stand it up, psula, that's going to be possible. Why? Because you can't have the mezuzah there and then create the doorpost. The house and the doorpost have to be there before you put the mezuzah up. That's what generates the chiyuv of mezuzah when you have a house with the doorpost. If you have a messed up doorpost, a messed up doorpost means instead of a straight post on the right side, a straight post on the left side, it's jaggedy, it goes in and out. So that's what we call pischi shimai. Peturim in a mezuzah, it's pata from mezuzah. My pischi shimai, what does it mean, pischi shimai? Pligi Rabbi Ruchumi Vabi Yossi. It's a machlokas. Chad Amar de Leslu Tikra. Some say it means that there is no mashkov, that there are two side doorposts, but there's nothing on top, that would be pata from mezuzah. Vechad Amar de Leslu Shekufei, that it doesn't have the mezuzah samashkov. The mezuzah samashkov is an even yotzei and even nichnas. It goes in and out. It's jaggedy, like we said before. That's how Tosfos explains over here. So such a doorpost is going to be pater from mezuzah. Another halach in Hilchos Mezuzah. Amar Rav Barshila, Amar Rav Chisda, achsadra. An achsadra, we always assume an achsadra has three walls and then it's just open, completely open on the fourth side. So it's like a porch in front of the house that has three walls. Pturim in a mezuzah. Does not require a mezuzah. Why? Lefishay and lepetzimin, because there's no actual doorpost. It's just three walls, but there's no doorpost to enter in. It's just an open wall on the fourth side. So that's going to be pater from mezuzah. Ooh, hayesh lepetzimin chayeves. But ask the Gemara, that implies that if it had petzimin, that if it had a doorpost there, it would be chayev in mezuzah. But lechizik tikru davidi. But even if it had a doorpost there, wouldn't that only be just to hold up the ceiling and not really for to create a sense of a doorway? And isn't the halacha that when something is only there for structural considerations and it's not there to actually create a doorway, that it's going to be pater from mezuzah? Sahachi kamar afal pi sheyesh lepetzimin ptura she'en asuyin el chizuk letikra. You're right. What we meant to say is that even if it has petzimin, it's pater because it's only meant to provide structural integrity to the ceiling, to the roof, but not really. It doesn't really. It's not really meant to create a sense of a doorway. Amar Rabbi Chazin Lula Aspelidi de Beimari says, I've seen the achsadraos by Rabba's house. Dislu petzimi v'leslu mezuzta. They have petzimi, they have doorposts, but they don't have a mezuzah. Kasavil chizik tikru davidi, because he assumes that it's just there for structural purposes. Meisei beishar achsadra ma'pesas chayav in the mezuzah. But didn't we learn in a brisa that an achsadra is chayav in mezuzah? And says, Amar Rabbi Chazin de Beirav. That's talking about an achsadra de Beirav, which has four walls. It's just that the walls don't reach all the way to the ceiling. Says Gemara that you don't need a chiddush to tell me that Achsadra de Beirav is chayiv mezuzah. It's got four walls, of course chayiv mezuzah. No, but Achsadra Romisa, we're talking about an Achsadra Romisa, which also has four walls, but the walls are full of windows, they're full of openings. In the walls, you might think that doesn't have a din of a wall. Amar Achba Amar Yuda, Be'er Ziki chayiv b'shtei mezuzos. My Be'er Ziki, what is a Be'er Ziki? Amar of Papa Saba, Mishmei Derav, Be'shar Pesuch L'chatzar, Batum Pesuch. If you have a beis shar that opens up into a chatzar and houses that open up into the beis shar, so it's a beis shar between the houses and the chatzar, so it's chayiv you don't say that since the houses open up into it that the beis shar is bottled to the house and doesn't require a mezuzah on the way in from the chatzar to the beis shar. No, you need a mezuzah on the way in from the chatzar to the beis shar and on the way in from the beis shar to the bayis itself. Tanra ban beis shar pesuach legina. If you have a beis shar like an entranceway that goes into a garden ulikitonis and to a small entranceway to a small room like a coat room or something, Rabbi Yosi Amar nidon kikitonis. It's chayiv in mezuzah like the small room would be. The chamrom nidon kebeis shar. The cham say no. It has a din of a beis shar. It's like the outdoor area of the gina and it's pater from mezuzah because a gina is also pater from mezuzah. Rav Shmuel damri tavayu migina bayis. If you have a doorway that goes from the garden to the house, kuliyam lepligi, that's for sure that it's chayiv, the chayiv. My taima be a de bayis here, because that's the entrance to the house. Ki pligi mi bayis legina. So when you go from the house to the garden, that's where mar savar kitonis ikr, umar savar gina ikr. That's where you have a machlokas. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damitavayus with Damitavayu mi bayis legina to kuliyam lepligi. From the bayis to the gina, there's no machlokas to pater. My taima pischa deginu. That's for sure the entrance way to the garden. Ki pligi mi gina lebayis. The machlokas is from the garden into the house. Mar savar bia debayisu, mar savar kula adaita degina huda avida. Abaye v'rava avdi karava v'rav Yosef. Abaye and Rava followed Rava and Rav Yosef. Ravashi avid karava Shmuel l'chumra. And Ravashi followed Rav and Shmuel l'chumra. That if there's a heker tzir to the bayis, l'tzad abayis, that's chayiv in mezuzah, then it would be chayiv. And if there's a heker tzir l'tzad agina, then Rav Yossi would be mechayiv in mezuzah, chum would pater. So he was machmir for Rav Yossi. V'hilsa karav Shmuel l'chumra, we pass on like Rav and Shmuel l'chumra, and like Rav Yossi, that you're going to be chayiv in mezuzah either way. Okay, but Shem will pick up there tomorrow. Sure.